It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Joining us in studio this morning are Sonora Area Foundation CEO Daryl Slocum and Tuolumne County Health and Human Services Agency Director Rebecca Espino. We're going to be talking about the Community Roots Resource Fair coming up August 17th at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. It's a big initiative being put on by the Sonora Area Foundation as well as other nonprofits and government agencies in Tuolumne County. So first off, thank you both for coming in today.
You're welcome.
You know, I'll start first with Rebecca Espino. And before we talk about, you know, how this event all came about and what it is, for anyone unfamiliar, what exactly is the Health and Human Services Agency in Tuolumne County and what are all the things that it covers?
Thank you, BJ, for the invitation. The Health and Human Service Agency is 200-plus employees, amazing employees. We, our agency oversees behavioral health, which is mental health services and substance use disorder services. Our public health department, as you well know, took the lead role in COVID. We also have women, infant, and children's programs there. We also have immunization program there. And social services that oversees adult protective services, child welfare services, public assistance benefits, and there's many other programs in the social services department. And lastly, we also oversee the ambulance department, the contract, and also our billers.
Yeah, very big department in Tuolumne County government. How long have you been with the county?
I've been with the county for 32 years in this role, a little over 2 years.
Very good. So this event that's going to be coming up in Tuolumne County, the Community Roots Resource Fair, you know, what exactly is it and how did it all come about?
Thank you for the question, BJ. How it came about is we're really just looking at our community as a whole and concerned that there is a group in our county that is that may not know about the services that this community has to offer. They might have been doing, you know, okay. It might have been being able to pay their rent or their mortgage, you know, have gas to go to work, put food on the table. But with the high cost of food, the high cost of fuel, and pretty much the high cost of everything, we are concerned that there is a group of individuals in our community who do not know about all the resources that are available here in Tuolumne County. So this community resource fair is to bring all these groups together to provide a place where residents of our community can congregate or meet these organizations. And we also created what's called a Community Roots Resource Network hotline. So folks that are unable or unsure about coming to the this resource fair, they're able to call a phone number, 533-5719, and obtain the information that they're going to be able to see at the fair.
Daryl Slocum, you know, anything you'd like to add from the Sonora Area Foundation perspective?
Well, first off, I'd like to thank Rebecca for bringing this idea forward. It seems kind of obvious now, but as she mentioned, with the escalating costs that we're experiencing and people having fragile budgets already, it's not a stretch of the imagination to understand that there could be people looking for assistance who've never before faced that task. And while we're close to it because of the work that we do and, of course, the work that Rebecca and her team does, the average individual in the community, they literally don't know where to start. So while the focus is on this event on August 17th, the bigger picture is answering that question, who do we call? What do we do? And so the event is kind of, I'm not going to say a culmination because it won't stop there, but the idea of the event is the one-stop shop where people can go and have a direct one-on-one conversation with these agencies and organizations that are providing the much needed services. But I really appreciate that Rebecca and the county have been able to establish this hotline for those who come to the fair or aren't able to make it to the fair so that you have a place to start, you can tell your story, and get direction on which organization and which agency you can connect with to get much needed help, whatever that looks like for that particular individual. Because again, some people, they might just need a gas card. or they might need mortgage assistance, or they might need childcare help, or they might need food, a meal. These are all of the different various programs that are available in the county with wonderfully qualified, enthusiastic, caring people that are there to help, but they can't do that until somebody walks through their door or till the phone rings.
In Tuolumne County, we've heard a lot about homelessness recently. Is this kind of more designed for people who are kind of on that edge to try to prevent them from going towards homelessness and still kind of right now in the midst of working a job and having a place?
Absolutely. And I'd say beyond that, BJ, is our senior community. We have many people that are on fixed income, maybe living alone. We know from talking to our friends at Sierra Senior Providers that operate the Meals on Wheels program, they are getting inquiries and requests from people that they've never heard from in the past. And again, you have to imagine they were doing okay. And now suddenly it's like, we need to stretch this budget. And so getting that meal delivered is one form of that.
Yeah, gas prices, inflation, housing, it's a challenging time, I imagine, for many people.
I think people are... they're trying to stretch as much as they can. If they were going down the hill to the grocery store once a week, now they're trying to see if they can make it to 2 weeks, et cetera, because they're trying to find room in their budget to pay for the gas.
Rebecca Espino, anything more you'd like to add on that topic?
Yes. When we talk about our seniors and they're sitting around the table and trying to figure out whether they're going to be able to pay their rent or their mortgage or buy food, what we want to convey is there's no reason that any member of our community needs to determine whether they need to buy food or something else, because there is a lot of resources in our community surrounding food, whether it be a food pantry, whether it be public assistance, whether it be another agency that's able to support. We just want to make sure we get the word out. Food should never be something that folks worry about in Tuolumne County.
Will it be a pretty wide range of different groups that will be on hand for this event?
Yes. Actually, just surrounding food, we're going to have our ATCA food bank that's going to be there. We're going to have many of our food pantries. The Health and Human Services Agency is going to be there. We're looking forward to possibly some of our farmers markets being able to attend. So we do have a good combination of private and public agencies that will be participating.
And then in addition to just focused on food, what are the other groups that will be there?
We're going to have folks regarding healthcare. We're going to have healthcare providers there, employment services, Motherlode job training will be there. The county will be there because, as you heard on many board meetings, we have a lot of vacancies, almost 100 positions that are vacant. So the county will be there also looking to hire some folks. We're going to have senior and disabled services. We're going to have family and children services. We're going to have home and energy services. In addition, pet services, public safety, and then we have some agencies that do multi-purpose. They do many tasks, like our Interfaith and our ATCA, Nancy's Hope. They'll also be there.
And Daryl, for people who come to the event, how will it be set up? Will there be just tables, or do you register ahead of time? How does that work?
No registration is required ahead of time. There will be tables that will be staffed by representatives of the various organizations that Rebecca has mentioned. And it is a what we call a resource fair. It's a comfortable environment. We're going to have food available. Sierra Bible and a group from that church is going to be providing tri-tip sandwiches. There'll be other things taking place. Even though it's a serious subject, we're trying to make it a comfortable, enjoyable event, and the right type of environment for people to walk around and feel comfortable just getting answers to the questions that they have.
We need to take a break. We're talking with Daryl Slocum, the CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation, as well as we're talking with Rebecca Espino, Tuolumne County Health and Human Services Agency Director on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. The focus is on the Community Roots Resource Fair that's going to be coming up August 17th at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. We're getting all the details and kind of the backstory of how it all came to be. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we're going to be focusing on back to school. Many schools in Tuolumne County will be heading back very shortly. We're going to hear a preview of the upcoming school year and things that have been changing recently in education with the superintendent for Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools, Kathy Parker. She'll be our guest next week on Motherlode Views. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment coming up in just a minute.